Powerful Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Mel Daniels here. I hope you are well today. Welcome to episode 3 of the Powerful Content Podcast. Today, we're talking about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's sales funnels and why they suck so much. People are often really taken aback when I say this, particularly because we're taught from very early on in our business journey that they are a must-have in your marketing strategy. Now, don't get me wrong, in theory, a sales funnel is great. However, the caveat that I'm going to put on this is that the way that they are taught and used is so backwards, and I'll be exploring this more in this episode. I actually don't even like referring to them as sales funnels. I much prefer to talk about a client journey. So anyway, let's start at the very beginning. What is a traditional sales funnel? Well, very simply, it describes the way we attract our audience and turn them into paying clients. So let's picture an upside down triangle. So it looks like a funnel you use, in the kitchen. Does anyone have funnels anymore? My mum used to have one. I don't have one. Anyway, it's an upside down triangle that's divided into 3 main parts. The top part, the widest part of the triangle, is where we're going to get we're going to try and get as many people as possible into our world via free content. This podcast is an example of content that I produce for free, as is my blog. So anyone can go and consume this content at any time and begin to understand who I am and what I do. At this top part of the funnel, we're also thinking about how we can capture those people who are starting to take notice of us. The way that we do this is through gated content, or basically content that people hand over their email address for. This is typically our lead magnet, or you might know it as a freebie or opt-in. The types of words that you might hear people use at this point of the sales funnel are awareness. Your ideal client is actually starting to notice you. Interest. They are looking to consume more of your content, and leads. Because these people have shown interest, they are considered a potential client, although at this stage, I would call them only mildly lukewarm ones. Once someone is on our email list, it allows us to start nurturing them. In traditional sales funnels, this usually means a lot of emails very often, which then leads us to the middle part of the funnel, or the upside down triangle. It's slightly narrower, representing the fact that people drop out or they spill out the sides from all the pushing and shoving. So it's really all about the numbers. The more you can push into the top and shove down, the more you'll have in the middle. Traditional sales funnels often use a low cost tripwire, which is basically just a low price product or service that gets your ideal client learning to buy from you at an early stage. And the other thing that they use is constant emails that are supposed to be nurturing, but often end up very annoying. Then the smallest or skinniest part of the triangle is the bottom, and this is where your ideal client makes a purchase. It's the smallest part of the funnel because the likelihood that someone is entering at the top of the funnel will actually make it to the bottom decreases as you go through the funnel. And have you ever actually stopped to think why that is? Why is it that so many people drop off in the traditional sales funnel? I'd love you to think about your own experience of downloading someone else's lead magnet and why it is that it's highly unlikely that you will go on to purchase, or if you actually do, it takes a long time. It really comes down to how you're treated and what you think of the person who is providing that service. At its core, a sales funnel is really a simple concept. You get someone interested in your free content, they go on to download your lead magnet, you use automated email marketing to nurture them, and then they convert. However, we often don't see it as simple because the experts out there try to complicate it for us. Sales funnels are touted as the magic piece of automation in your business that can make sales for you whilst you sleep. I'm sure you've followed many coaches and people who talk about sales funnels and how important they are in your marketing, but don't really tell you how to do it the simple way. They make it super confusing with 1,000 different branches and what-if scenarios. Kind of annoying, right? Most people can actually start off with an organic, simple sales funnel, but then move on to a paid funnel by using ads to increase the volume of people at the top of the funnel, which in turn increases the people that purchase, in theory. At the end of the day, though, traditional sales funnels are solely transactional in practice. Numbers in minus numbers that drop off equal numbers that purchase. Purchase, tick, great, move on to the next person. There is often very little respect for the human that you're dealing with at the other end of the content that you're creating. And in my books, that's just not cool. I want you to think about for a moment what your immediate thoughts are when someone mentions the word sales funnel to you. From my experience, most people resist it and feel really uncomfortable. They see them as too complicated, too hard to understand the numbers game, they're not sure where on earth to start, and don't even mention the tech. The term sales funnel seems like a good idea to most people, but what do they actually need to do to make it work? It's often way too expensive to get someone else to do it for them, especially when they're in startup phase. And one of the biggest hurdles is mindset. They don't feel like their little business warrants something that's so complicated or seems like it's only for big businesses. The reason I think that sales funnels are so sucky is that they take what I call the festering wound approach to content marketing. So when we find our ideal client's pain point and continually poke it and poke it and poke it until it goes from a bruise to a wound, not only is that like a horrible thing to do to someone, it actually changes the dynamic of how people come to work with you. They become so despondent about their festering wound, so desperate to do something about it. And I just think that that's a terrible place to start working with someone from. Not only are you working with someone who is in a lack mindset, but you first actually need to work on the wound you created before you can really make the amazing transformations that you claim you can. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who has a sales funnel takes this approach, but what I am saying is that simply being mindful of this really switches up how we come at content marketing. Now imagine switching that festering wound approach, and instead of poking the pain point, we're talking about the possibilities. We're talking about the beautiful things that lie ahead after working with you, what their life could look like, and how that they could actually improve their life and those around them. I know I would much rather work with someone who is feeling positive about the future and looking forward to working with me than someone who feels despondent before we even start. By simply acknowledging that there's an actual, real human on the end of every piece of content we create, that when we focus on a relationship-based approach to content marketing rather than one built on transactions, you're going to soon experience such amazing business and personal growth. Personal growth through the forming of genuine relationships, sharing stories, and building a community around you. Business growth through the increase in sales and ease you'll feel when you're doing business and creating content that feels right for you. And whilst we're given these promises of sales funnels selling for us in our sleep, the truth is for higher price services, courses, programs, and packages, you can expect the traditional sales funnel to convert at just 2%. So let's put that in perspective for a second. You need 100 new people on your list every month to make 2 sales. So if the conversion is so low, yet all the experts out there are making us feel like we have to have a sales funnel, I bet you're thinking, well, what's the point, Mel? Well, the moment that we take transactions out of the equation and replace them with relationship building, then everything changes. So instead of viewing this process as a funnel, I want you to view it as a journey, the client journey. So the client journey takes your ideal client from not knowing anything about you all the way through to becoming a raving fan. We're walking with them, guiding them along a pathway so that we can connect, they can subscribe, we can nurture, they convert, and we onboard. Instead of standing on the stage with a megaphone, we're down in the audience with them. Can you see the difference? Being a leader is not just about being in the spotlight, it's about caring. The best part about approaching our content marketing from this perspective is that we are using conscious-driven, purposeful, and powerful content to move them along that journey. Yes, we're still using the same free content, the lead magnets, the email marketing, but we're just approaching it with a different energy. And yes, you definitely still need the numbers along your client journey, but not as many, because you're actually taking the time to treat each person with respect and understanding. The relationships become deeper more quickly, and you build an audience who not only love you, but are ready to buy from you as well. So obviously at the crux of all of this is a really good understanding of who your ideal client is, because if you don't know her well enough, this journey is going to feel really, really hard. So the better you know her, the easier it's going to be. We'll talk more about ideal clients in future episodes, but one thing I will mention for now is that completing endless ideal client avatars isn't always the answer. The reason being is that we get caught up in simply answering all of the questions, and we don't really feel connected with our ideal client. And I want you to feel connected. I want you to know her like you've just met her for the first time. So if you're struggling to really connect with who she is, then try my unboring ideal client avatar. It's not your usual 50 question template, but rather questions that get you really thinking deeply about the personal side of who she is and ways you can tap into this with your content. So essentially what we're trying to do is come up with what she's thinking, she's feeling and doing at each stage of that client journey. This is going to drive the content that we create throughout the entire client journey. So as an example, in the connection phase, which is the first phase of the client journey, my ideal client, which is hopefully you, is thinking about who their ideal client is and how to start creating content that gets the reach, the engagement, and the sales that they want. Their inner mean girl is telling them that they know nothing, nobody wants to hear from them, don't even bother trying to put out content. And they're feeling quite alone because most of them are solopreneurs. They're creating content on the fly, mostly posting on social media as an afterthought rather than being proactive and purposeful. And they're really stuck in the day-to-day serving of their clients, not making that time that they need to be the CEO of their business and think about how their content could be powerful. Hopefully that describes you, but knowing all this about you, I can turn this into powerful pieces of content along the client journey. It's actually one of the reasons that I'm recording this episode for you, because I know many of you are lured by the thought of creating sexy sales funnels that make sales while you sleep, but are feeling really lost and confused as to why the opposite is happening and why they feel so, well, wrong, right? So when we switch from the traditional transactional-based sales funnels to a relationship-based client journey, we not only start to feel good about content marketing, but it becomes so much easier and purposeful. And when this happens, we switch into powerful content mode and end up being more on purpose. We end up creating less and we feel more inspired. So we're on purpose because we create content for a reason, and it becomes more strategic and aligned to our overall message. You really end up with sustainable content strategy rather than one that feels like you're doing all the things and not doing any of them very well. You create less because you become more focused with your content creation and therefore can create less and do a better job. And you become more inspired. You waste less time thinking about what to create because you know exactly what you need to produce. And this is just the beginning of what powerful content can do for you and your business. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, hell Mel, stop talking, I'm ready to work with you now, here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join The Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google The Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Pop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.